A war, by any other name, would still be a war. But wars do acquire names, and sometimes that takes time. The American Civil War wasn't commonly called that until the early 20th century. During the war, it was known as the Rebellion, or Mr. Lincoln's War, and afterwards it was the War Between the States, or the War of Northern Aggression, depending on who was doing the talking.
The same holds true with the latest conflict in the Middle East. It's so recent, and there's no agreement on what it should be called. Nadia Bilbasi is a senior correspondent with Al Arabiya Television.
Up to yesterday, we were using the Arabic word as-saif as-sakhin, which is the hot summer. We decided to change it, and we call it the War of the 33 Days, which is not really as, catchy.
She says the rival network, Al Jazeera, is calling this summer's conflict in Lebanon the Sixth War, and Jordan's Al Rahi newspaper expands that phrase to the Arab-Israeli Sixth War. But other Arab media aren't so neutral. Nadia Bilbasi told us that she has read or heard such titles as The War on Lebanon, or The Latest Israeli Aggression, or The Hezbollah War.
Israelis are also divided on a name.
Officially, we just refer to it as the Israeli military's operations in Lebanon. In conversation, people call it the Second Lebanon War.
That's Gil Hoffman, political reporter for the Jerusalem Post. He says Israelis also used a familiar acronym from the past.
The official name that Israel called the First Lebanon War was the War for Peace in the Galilee, which actually was abbreviated by the first letters in Hebrew, which spelled the word for snow. And so there were radio reporters that talked to generals about the second snow.
Jay Winter is a professor of history at Yale and author of Remembering War. He's got a clear favorite.
Second Lebanon War is the name that I'd bet on.
Winter says wars tend to be named by the media and by the people who fight them. Location, duration, and place in history are big influences. Think of the First Gulf War or the Hundred Years' War. And though Arabs and Israelis tend to choose different names for their conflicts, what Israelis call the War of Independence is known to the Arab world as the Catastrophe, Winter thinks the Second Lebanon War will ultimately stick for both cultures.
Naming is a moral act, too. You'll find people trying to get value judgments using the word aggression or whatever, but it won't last because of the slipperiness of the language. You need something simple, you need something catchy, and you need something that can be abbreviated. And the Second Lebanon War has all of that.
But the Second Lebanon War is not a satisfying name for Hanna Ambar, publisher of the Beirut Star. He says it ignores his country's other conflicts.
You know, we haven't really thought of it yet. It's not history yet.
Ambar says he doesn't know which name will stick, but he hopes this war will ultimately be called the Last War.